drama has gotten out of hand, and the wheels have gotten off the stand, and many learned, but they can't understand. Many Africans look, but they can't see, they listen, but can't hear, they smell, but can't perceive any scent of failure. Is it that our eyes have not seen, or is it our ears that have not heard? I think it has not even entered the heart of men. Is it that many are called, but few are chosen? And are we those who have not been chosen? Without helps nor aids, our fathers went forward, but with helps and aid, we move but backward. Platforms were created by our fellows. Why not use it to showcase our rich culture? We named it social media, but it has become a slave media. Today is expected to be better than yesterday, and tomorrow better than today, and overmorrow better than tomorrow. But as the days go by, we reduce qualitatively. We seem to be working, but never reaching. We remove the cornerstone, but don't want to see the mason fall. We've forgotten that when you follow the blindfolded steps of the initiated, you answer the call. I don't want to believe we are lost within time through a tunnel of unsolved mysteries, and that this is an unexplained atmospheric electrical phenomenon. This is the era we preach girl child education and rights for women than any ancient epoch. But this is the epoch where women and our girls are more indecent and uneducated. The youth of this generation are very unlettered and unskilled, to the extent that they spend more time on social media and still join the mass chorus of unemployment. This is the epoch where people want employment to be given to them as a token. Many of my colleague poets wrote and spoke on this canker. That is why my pen is afraid, punctured, and afraid to walk. And my tongue is afraid, tortured, and afraid to talk. I'm not here to blame the government for our setbacks, but as a pen with blood, as ink, I write to caution. Caution you, and you too, to stand for your right. Your right is not a freedom to become useless. It is not a right for you to sleep while other colleagues are working. Your right is not a right to blame the government for your failure. Your right is the right to be conscious. It is your right of responsibility, creativity, sensitivity, and morality. It is your right of right attitude. My thoughts flow within the rhythm of my heart, and my pen is ready to pour out that which is distributed through the shadows of my mind. These are land. Is the raw land of milk and honey, but our minds are settled on other toils and money. Learn the truth and see that there is no you and there is no me, from sea to shining sea, if we can realize that our country is an honeybee. If we can possibly process this honey into money, then what makes us neglect the milker and chase the milk? We intelligently leave our land of milk in search of silk. Ghana is gradually becoming a deserted jungle where the inhabitants are becoming unskilled marbles. I stand to be corrected, but not corrupted. Anything you say is appreciated, but I know we are the perpetrators of our own perpetual destiny. Adulterated. I am Brownson, the penman, the ancient woven calabash. Our voices.
I am the fallen angel who had inherited the color of sand. I am the woven calabash of Africa. I remain Ghana's own poet. Brownson, the penman. Tired. I'm tired of picking up newspaper headlines. A black man was shot yesterday by a group of gunmen. I'm tired of switching on the television and seeing black on black violence. I'm tired of electing men in shiny suits wearing crooked smiles. I'm tired. I'm tired of all complaining but never doing shit about it. I'm tired of mourning my peers every week. I'm tired of burning ties in protests that are fruitless. I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing my people bring each other down because of the flaws they all have. I'm tired of being ignored and censored when I speak of such topics. I'm tired of the lack of support for my folks on my dreams because they want me to go to work. I'm tired of trying to wake people up and being taken for granted. I'm tired of seeing failed relationships and marriages. I'm tired of seeing young women fall victim to older men because of financial agreements. I'm tired. I'm just tired of seeing young people drink their dreams away in a battle. I'm tired of seeing them as slaves of drugs and parties. I'm tired of being forced to go to church despite my beliefs or go to mosque despite my beliefs. I'm tired of waiting on whosoever. I'm tired of getting tired. I'm tired. For how long should tears shed? For how long should my tongues be silenced? For how long should I be kept slave to my own mindset? For how long will I be fed genetically modified products? For how long will I be a victim to these man-made diseases? For how long will the truth be kept from the people? It is time black people wake up from their sleeps. It is time for emancipation. It is time I speak as the voice of Africa. I still remain Ghana's own poet, the penman. The woven calabash of Africa, Ghana's own poet, Brownson, the penman. My calling has been to weave broken hearts, dilute elegies in lullabies, expand wisdom from beats into terabytes. But this generation ain't ready to patronize this deep and sassy-coded art, which isn't paralyzed. They're just not ready to materialize their dreams, but ready and well-vested to verbalize with their screams. Part of the journey is the end, but part of the beginning is the disbelief of the end. I'm tired. I am tired of picking up a newspaper headline. A black man was shot yesterday in Seoul Town by a group of black gunmen. I am tired of switching on the television and seeing black on black violence. I am tired of electing men in shining suits wearing crooked smiles. I am tired of always complaining but never doing shit about it. I'm tired of mourning my peers every week. I'm tired of burning ties in protests that are fruitless. I'm tired of seeing my people bring each other down because of the flaws they all have. I'm tired. I'm tired of being ignored and censored when I speak of such topics. I'm tired of the lack of support from my folks or my dreams because they want me to go to work. I'm tired of trying to wake people up and taking for granted. I'm tired of seeing failed relationships and marriages. I'm tired of seeing young women fall victim to older men because of financial agreements. I'm tired of seeing young people drink their dreams away in a battle. I'm tired of seeing them as slaves of drugs and parties. I'm tired of waiting on whosoever. I'm tired of being forced to go to church or mosque despite my beliefs. I am tired of being tired. In fact, I am tired, and I wish I could sing a dirge for Ghana. For how long should these tears shed? For how long should my tongue be silenced? For how long should I kept slave to my own mindset? For how long will I be fed genetically modified products? For how long? How long? How long will I be a victim to these man-made diseases? How long? How long will the truth be kept from my people? It's time black people wake up from their sleep. It's time that we break the wall of emancipation and mental slavery. It's time that we get out of that zone and step into our comfort zone. It's time that we demolish war and start a big wall. I'm still the woven calabash of Africa, Ghana's own poet, Brownson, the penman. Silence.